Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina. Love this. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. You know what I'm saying? It is the only way we win. Otherwise, you know, we're just kind of all floundering together. Well, I don't even know about together, but we're all floundering around trying to find a way to win on our own. It doesn't work. It won't work. We have to be together. We have to be willing to work together. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, looking up these stories, sending them to me. Right? Anyhow, God, there's so much good stuff out there. There's so many things I can have a field day with. But the first, like, we've all heard, all hearing continually about what's going on with President Trump. He'll be let back on Facebook here shortly, apparently. Nothing wrong with that. I'm fine. But will he? And will they really let his information get out there? I'm not so sure. You guys, you got much. Some of you who've written me, emailed me, you got much more faith in those people than I do. You know what I mean? So again, it's just kind of not there yet. We'll see what happens. All right, this is the stuff I love too. This shows you how totally out of touch the Democrats are with reality as a whole. Not kind of, sorta, but for real. Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. She told reporters last week that she continued the program. I love this stuff. Under her Republican predecessor, Doug Ducey, to bus migrants out of the state. But she's going to do it humane and in a more efficient way. She defended her decision to keep the program in place, telling the Arizona Sun that her administration would focus on ensuring that the state's continued payment of migrants' travel costs is efficient and humane. We just want to make sure that we were addressing the issue, and as I talked about many times in the campaign, in a way that was best use of taxpayer resources. Something that wasn't a political stunt. See, so I guess when the Democrats do it, it's from the heart. When the Republicans do it, it's a political stunt, right? Like when Joey B went down to the border, and all of a sudden it was cleaned up. That wasn't a political stunt, right? That was reality, apparently. I don't know. I don't know how they do it with a straight face. I don't know how they lie so easily. I really don't. Then Governor Ducey began busing migrants out of Arizona all the way back in May. It was expanded to include option of chartered air travel aboard a 737 to a state contract signed back in January 14. Now, Ducey's tenure, or during his tenure, more than 3,000 people were bused from Yuma area to the nation's capital. Right, it cost more than $7 million. Republican lawmakers earmarked $15 million for the program last year. The border has seen out of control. No matter what they tell you, they're lying to you. It's out of control. Hobbs, who assumed the office earlier this month, told reporter last week that we need to look at that practice and make sure it's effective. We need to make sure it supports communities. If we're spending money to bus people, why not just get them to their final destination, she said. That's great. What would that be? How do we know what that is? Do we know what that is? Right? Now, Hobbs told the Arizona Republic that her focus would differ from the actions of Republican governors, like Abbott and DeSantis, who both transport migrants to Democrat-run cities as a rebuke on the Biden administration. Well, hers isn't really a rebuke. We're going to focus on the humanitarian aspects of it. Well, right, because that's not what Abbott was doing. The fact that these guys were telling you they could no longer handle us. The fact that these governors were saying to you, hey, bottom line was, we don't have enough budgets to pull off. And they were getting absolutely no help from the federal government. And then you get guys like New York Mayor Eric Adams, also a Democrat. He said there's no more room for illegal migrants in his city. I'm surprised. Now, Newsom knows better. He recently came out and said, this is killing us financially. We can't handle this. And yet they still want to verbally pound on these other governors running them out of the state. Or busing. I shouldn't say running. Busing them out of the state. It's just amazing to me. This righteousness of the, whatever. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, David Horowitz joins me. And we're going to talk about his new book. Is the next upcoming election, will it be our last? Could it be our final? We'll find out when we return.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste this time. Let me get him right on. I've got David Horowitz on the line with me and David's new book, Final Battle. I mean, I got to tell you something. If you don't grab this book, not just this book, but all his books, you're out of your mind. There's great information here. Final Battle, the next election could be the last. And if we don't engage, it will be the last. David, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, I hope you're just, you just wrote that title to get our attention, right? You don't really believe it'll be the last.
Well, the way I put it in the book is, if you think it's not going to be the last, well, nobody's... if you think it's not going to be the last, you're not seeing the dangers we're facing. Let me give you an example. On January 2nd, 4 days before January 6th, was the anniversary of Trump's assassination of General Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist, the leading terrorist in the world. Every wounded warrior you see on television has been blown up by an IED Soleimani is responsible for. And Trump assassinated him, or had him assassinated, and the Democrats all criticized Trump for doing that. The Iranians were not amused, and on that anniversary, Rouhani, the leader, the dictator of Iran, said that Trump will not only be removed from office, he had lost the rigged election of 2020 already, but he will be removed from life because we cannot forgive the killing of General Soleimani. So as you can imagine, the United States president is threatened. There are a lot of security meetings. And who's the head of security for the president? It's General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the president's military advisor. And let me just say, I got this information from a book written by two Washington Post reporters. I haven't seen anybody else mention it. But what they reported was that Milley went around to all these security meetings saying that Trump's Stop the Steal speech was the gospel of the Fuhrer, and that the guys, the Trump supporters, were the guys we fought in World War II who were Nazis, and he had the guns, so he was going to settle their hash. That's treason. We're supposed to have a civilian head of the military. Trump is the commander-in-chief. But that's how far that Democrat mentality, treasonous mentality, has gone. So if you don't think, if they thought they had a chance to shut down the elections, they would. I mean, you'd be foolish to think, no, that could never happen. I can give you, you know, other examples of what criminals these Democrats are.
But they're now doing it in our faces. You know, you talked about General Milley. He openly admits that he hid the codes from the president. I mean, are we for real here? And again,
he's still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Anderson Cooper thought he was marvelous. I mean, he had a quote when this book came out praising Milley. I mean, these people have lost their minds. I don't know any other way to put it. They claim that five, and this lie Biden told in the last 2 weeks, and Hakeem Jeffries, also the two most powerful Democrats, that five Capitol police officers were killed on January 6th. Actually, the actual number is zero.
Yep.
But they repeated the lie. This is 2 years later. They repeat the lie, so they obviously must believe it. They did. They found one Capitol Police officer they could put up as an example of somebody killed on January 6th. His name was Brian Sicknick. They said his head was bashed in by a fire extinguisher. This never happened, and Sicknick was actually an ardent Trump supporter and died the following day on January 7th in his bed from natural causes. This didn't prevent them from doing, you know how the Russians had a Potemkin village, they called it, where it was a phony village to show how free people were and how well fed. Well, the Democrats had honored Sicknick. They had him lie in the state, in the rotunda of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Well, they all gave speeches about how he died protecting the Capitol from these vicious domestic terrorists.
David, this is
how far they would go.
It's going to how it's going to get entered. It's how it's going to get entered into history, and it's going to be next to impossible to erase this to get the reality. You know, this new committee, and again, I'm going by what's in your book too, is, you know, when you look at what happened January 6th, and now they're thinking they're going to show all this video, they're going to bring it back to light, they're going to prove really that there was offers it's to have the National Guard there. Nobody's going to believe it.
So Biden is going to eclipse Benedict Arnold as America's greatest traitor. You know, it's people talk in this sanitized way. I mean, you would think with all these classified documents appearing everywhere, including a badge that was found in Chinatown, you would think people would say the obvious, and that is that the Biden family has gotten filthy rich by taking bribes from the Chinese Communist Party. It's just so obvious, but nobody's preached that.
But David, what seems to have passed the minds of some is he's got papers from when he was a senator. Now, I'm not an expert on security. But how did he get papers? Because when they go into those gifts, they can't take anything out, right?
Durbin asked that. He couldn't figure out how he made off with the classified papers. But the fact that he scattered them around is a clue that he was leaving them around for his Chinese friends.
We got to go for a break. I mean, we'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. David Horowitz is with me in his new book, The Final Battle. The next election could be the last. Come on back. Learn how you can help stop this.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is applauding Eli Lilly for capping insulin costs.
American families have been crushed by drug costs many times higher than the cost to make them and what people in other countries are charged for.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it. The drug maker announced it'll cap out-of-pocket cost for its most popular insulin products at $35 per month. Top NFL prospect Jalen Carter says he'll be exonerated in Georgia for reckless driving and racing related to a deadly crash. Athens Clark County Police said Carter and Georgia football recruiting analyst Chandler LaCroix were allegedly operating their cars in a manner consistent of racing on January 15th. Carter is a projected top five pick in the upcoming NFL draft and was a star defensive tackle for the Georgia Bulldogs, winning back-to-back national championships. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, I've got David Horowitz on the line with me. He is the author of a new book. We've got lots of books. You need to check them out. I'm telling you, get informed. That's what I tell you all the time. You got to get informed to engage. Stop spewing stuff you think is true and get real information. His new book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. And I hate to say this, I hate to admit to it, but you know what? He could be right. If we don't get informed, we don't jump on this, we don't start fighting for our rights, you could easily lose them. David, thanks for being with me. I always love when you're with me.
Thank you, Joe.
So,
thank you. Oh, am I still on?
What's that?
Yeah, are we still going? That sounded like a conclusion.
No, but here's the thing. You look at the January 6th scenario and what went down, and it's still, you know, insurrection, treason by President Trump. He had all these code words apparently. Did you get a cheat sheet and find out what those code words were? Because somehow he had some code words to get us all moving in mass to take down the country.
How did the mass get the code words? Look, here's what he said in the Stop the Steal speech. He said that they had to go over to the Capitol to stiffen the spines of weak Republicans and get them to stand up for the integrity of the election, which would have been rejecting the electors that had been all elected by fraud. This is something the Democrats have done every single time a Republican has won the presidential vote since 1980. And he said, if you fail to stiffen these Republicans, the weak Republicans, then you must go home and primary them in the next election. Now, you couldn't imagine a more democratic idea than that. You just follow the rules. And the idea that Trump, you know, all these lies about Trump, this guy's really a lifelong liberal. You know, we see the NAACP awards for Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
Got them with Rosa Parks. Well, was at the Clinton's wedding, or maybe they were at his wedding. I don't remember exactly. Never once, and in the public eye for 30 years, never once did somebody introduce him as the host of The Apprentice and a white nationalist. Until he ran against the Democrat. It's so stupid. It's just mind-boggling. And they use that to tar all Republicans. The Gallup poll did a poll that showed that 61% of Democrats think that Republicans are racist. When the Democrat Party official policy is racist, it's equity policy, where you redistribute income according to skin color.
But David, everything is racist. It's been like that for over a decade now, where every little thing they call out, they put it in your face. But do we have the belly to fight back? I mean, you talk about a little bit of the fire you see in some of the new Republican leadership, but will they carry it through?
Look, I guess I saw on Jesse Waters, he interviewed this black guy about diversity training, and he said, it's just, racism designed to indoctrinate people in communism. When you lose the black community and you lose the Hispanic community, what do you got?
The illegals coming over and voting. That's what you got. I mean,
yeah.
David, we see it here in California. We see, many.
California, in my book, I show how California, it's the last 30 years, that all the illegal immigration in California has destroyed the state. It's taken the education system, used to be at the top in the nation. Now it's at the bottom. All these crime rates have gone up. Of course, it's helpful that the left is attacking the police. It's tragic what's happened to our country, but the main reason it's happened is because of the cowardice of the right. Republicans to stand up. And I believe that that's changing. My optimism comes. Look, Trump, when I came into the right 40 years ago, the first thing I did was look around and I said to myself, where's the ground army? All my ex-comrades on the left, they had thousands of organizations to harass CEOs of corporations and elected officials and intimidate them to following their, adopting their communist ideas.
I'm laughing because you're singing my song. I keep telling people, look, they are a well-oiled machine, okay? And we're playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules, and they're into guerrilla warfare.
Trump has created the first mass conservative movement in the history of the country. Until the Tea Party, you couldn't find three Republicans wouldn't walk down the sidewalk together without thinking, what are we, collectivists? But now you have, it's massive. He must have millions of people on his list. And then there's the spontaneous revolt of parents against the mutilation of children in the schools in the name of gender fluidity. I love the left is so good at twisting language. Gender affirmation. It's not gender affirmation. It's affirmation of your confusion.
It's flat out mutilation.
I'm actually a girl. But I'm 12 years old.
You grew up in some of this world, and I tell people it's not a conspiracy theory to say that they've been working for decades to dumb down our kids, to destroy the family structure, to destroy, kids having some kind of respect for their parents, some kind of faith and trust in their parents. They're destroying the underbelly that makes us great, are they not?
Their enemy is the family and religion. and they don't like religious people because they owe allegiance to a higher power than Nancy Pelosi. It's that simple. And I see the religious community is galvanized, particularly around the life issue. I have a perspective from having come in to the right 40 years ago and having had all this experience in the left. So I'm very impressed by what's happening. I see so many new people standing up, you know, really heroically. I don't know if you follow music, but Mumford and Sons had one of the co-founders, Winston Marshall, tweeted. He read Andy, he's a literate guy, so he reads Solzhenitsyn, and for a rock musician, very literate. And he tweeted a tweet to Andy Ngo, this Vietnamese heroic young man who Antifa keeps putting in the hospital for his accurate reporting on who they are and what they do. And he said, he praised him as a brave person, which that's all he really said. And they exploded on the left and attacked Mumford and Sons, and he actually quit. He had been with the band and was a co-founder for 14 years. But he, to save his band, he left the band. This was Mumford and Sons, for those of your listeners who don't know, is one of the top bands in the world. They fill stadiums, and they've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
This is a heroic decision.
Like Stalin and Hitler and the rest of them, they knew if they got to the young people, they could grab the country. Listen, people, during the break, I want you to go over to, I guess, Amazon is one place you can get it. Final Battle, the next election could be the last, but double it up with the War to Destroy Christian America. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. Get them during the break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with David Horowitz when we come back.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Toby Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't forget, finish your purchase of David's books that you started during the break, maybe didn't finish them. David Horowitz is with me, his new book, Final Battle. The next election could be the last, but you know what? He's got so many other good books as well. So when you go over to Amazon, don't buy one, buy two. It won't kill you to do a little reading, something that we don't do much of anymore. David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
They're easy reads.
Well, I'm sure they are.
They move very swiftly.
Yeah.
And they're packed with information.
You know, something we were talking during the break, and we've talked a little bit about the blatancy of, they're right in your face with the things that they're doing wrong. And, you know, the only person that really, really died because of what happened on January 6th was Ashley Babbitt. And...
I'm glad you brought that up.
She was murdered. I mean, she was flat out murdered. When you look at that video, there was no justification for shooting.
What a monster Nancy Pelosi is. She was murdered. It's on videotape. She was, Ashley Babbitt was 40 years old. She was 5 foot tall. She was unarmed. She was an Air Force veteran. And on this videotape, you see her standing around with actually two or three Capitol police officers threatening and menacing no one, just standing. And a hand with a handgun reaches through the film and blows her away. And Nancy Pelosi protected the killer. His name is Michael Byrd. She suppressed his name for months. She quashed any investigation. She made him a free man. She gave him a medal for defending the Capitol.
Wow.
That makes her an accomplice to murder. And it really makes the whole January 6th committee, because they're supposed to find out what actually happened, and they did not investigate the murder of Ashley Babbitt. And the whole Democrat leadership knows that this innocent woman was murdered and that Nancy Pelosi covered it up. And they've done nothing. You know, not one resignation. Not one protest from a Democrat.
No.
Just terrible. It shows who they actually are. I mean, it's just awful.
I'm 100% about. Look, I'm going to deviate a little bit from what's in the book, and you just said they shows who, what they actually are. You look at the illegals that are being bussed by some of the Republican governors to other states, other cities, and all of a sudden they're screaming, "This isn't right. You shouldn't put this on us. We can't handle the." they don't even see themselves.
To be a radical is to be a liar, because that's the whole idea of being a radical, that you reject the whole system.
Yeah.
If you were a reformer, you would recognize, if you respected our Constitution and our laws, you'd see, as I did when I was leaving the left, that there's ways to remedy. You can change the laws. There's means to reform the system and preserve this great democratic and structure and economic engine of prosperity. But they are outside that. They want to destroy the whole thing. So, of course, they're radicals, so they're on the extreme. They don't want to say that. They can't tell the truth about what they actually want, because if they tell the truth, I mean, people would, you know, turn off. I actually have friends who are older than I am and say that this happened in 1945, they would be strung up from the nearest lamppost. So radicals habitually lie. It's Obama. I mean, you find this with all of them. Obama, you know, is not blue states and red states. There's only the United States.
Well, he sounded good. Golden tongue.
Yeah, he was very clever. He's a clever liar.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get used to that with radicals. They're not telling you what they think.
No,
they're very good at attacking you.
It's true, though.
They don't tell you what their agenda is.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, it's you know, they called it an insurrection. They called it, you know, it was worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. I'm thinking, why did 3,000 people die that day? Did I miss something here? You know, did I sleep through a problem?
They called it an armed insurrection until it was 3 days later, and no arms. So yeah. They kept calling it an insurrection because that's treason, and they basically want to demonize their opponents. But they didn't explain how you can have an insurrection and overthrow the government if you're unarmed.
Well, they've already painted us. Yeah, they've already painted us in a light that it's going to be very hard to back.
I'll give you an example. I mean, they have the universities. They spent 50 years infiltrating the universities and turning them into a one-party states. Harvard is a university, I mean, outside the medical departments, physics departments, is a university in name only. It's just an indoctrination and recruitment center for the political left, is what it is.
You know,
I used to speak through the 90s. I spoke at about 400 universities. I had to take bodyguards. There would be demonstrations. They chant. They chant slogans. I had, you know, the heads of communications departments at the University of Texas lead in chants of shame on Horowitz. You couldn't get a you couldn't get a conversation going in a university, and that's really what happened. That's why you have the Democrat Party so terrible. These are all people who've been to college. They have the collegiate crowd that's been indoctrinated in Marxist claptrap.
But they also appeal to the young people. Look at, you know, they get them in the education world. They get them in
colleges.
Well,
young people are stupid. But, you know, when I came out of the left, I said, well, our slogan was, you can't trust anybody over 30. And I said, you can't trust anybody under 30. They're too ignorant.
No, I look at this stuff and I go, look, you've been around education longer than I have. I've only been in it for about 20 years myself, 25 years. And I look at this and I go, look at the education facilities in major cities across this country are failing, continue to fail, and they're getting worse. They're not getting better. And they serve the lower socioeconomic communities like the Black and the Hispanic communities. We have dumbed down the country so much with these young people. They will believe almost anything that the Democrat Party says. You know, oh, God, you know, we need to help you.
The Democrats are the worst nightmare of black people in this country. I mean, in these inner city schools, 40% of the kids don't graduate.
Yep.
And 40% of them graduate as functional illiterates. And people tolerate it. Actually, Trump tried to challenge that, which is why they went after him as a white nationalist. But why only Trump? What's the matter with these Republicans? The Democrats have 100% control of every major inner city in America. Every injustice done to poor black people in the inner cities, Democrats are 100% responsible for.
Yep.
And have been for 50 to 100 years.
Yep.
But you never hear Republicans talking like that.
No, they need to call them out. And I've been saying this at the local level, because not much we can do at the federal level. You know, you can, but it's a lot harder. And I keep saying, look, it all starts local. It all starts with that school board member that goes to city council. From city council, it goes to, you know, a local.
Oh, yeah, well,
right?
It starts with these unions, which should be illegal. You know, Franklin Roosevelt thought that public sector unions should be illegal.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They elect the school boards. You know, they have their slush funds. They have the money.
Well, so they got lots of money here in California. Lots of money.
One big, yeah.
All right, David, listen, we're about out of time. I want to give you a minute to tell people where to get your book, your books, and get more information and read some of your writings.
You can get my book at Amazon, of course. But, you know, there are stacks of it in Costco and Sam's Club and BJ's and Books a Million. Actually, in Costco's, they're sandwiched between John Grisham and Tom Clancy. The only place you can't get them is in small bookstores that are run by leftists.
And then they can get they can read, you know, frontpagemag.com, frontpagemag.com. David, I always love when I have you on the show.
Keep up to this war.
Keep up the good work and stay safe, my friend. Join us, your host, Dan Pilla, joins us in the next hour. We're going to talk about your taxes. You don't have to be afraid of the IRS. I'm telling you. We'll be back in a minute.